tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Can I talk now? Thank you. What? Well, I thought you usually go like, you know, point at me and thank you, Joe. You were going talk.
I figured you knew by now when the music stops.
You figure I would know this. The music was still playing, so I didn't hear you. You know, you didn't give me the high sign and all that kind of. Well, happy Saskatchewanial. How do you say that? This is the quiz for the day. How do you pronounce 150-year anniversary?
It's 150-year anniversary.
Yeah. And a friend of mine works at the Exchange Bank, because the Exchange Bank has been here for, like, I think 122 years of those 150 years. And he was trying to tell me how to pronounce it. He goes, say this, not say that. And I went, okay. And then I completely forgot it. So if anybody can call in and tell us how to pronounce that, what will we do for them?
Say thank you.
Say thank you. That's a heck of a good idea. So if you know how to say that, give us a call, 636-1350, 636-1350. Good morning. I'm Mike Kelly. I've been doing this for about 20 years here on the Voice of Sonoma County, KSRO, and 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.com, and all sorts of other places where you can hear the show afterwards. You can also tune in for the podcast. Joe posts that. And if you go to the Ask the Expert section at the KSRO website, you can rehear somebody pronounce Saskatchewanial or whatever it is. I want to say Sasquatch, but that can't be it. But anyway, so happy 150th birthday to Santa Rosa. Did you get down to the square yesterday? They had 150-pound cake or something like that, and they had all sorts of interesting things.
I was sitting here most of
you were here, but they were. Pat was down at the courthouse, was she?
Yes, she was, and she had a few interviews. I forgot the famous, who's the press Democrat? Long time, right?
Gina Barrett.
Yeah, that's it. That was probably the highlight interview of the day.
Gay is now referred to as the long term writer. Right?
Yeah, Mrs. Santa Rosa.
yeah, or Ms. whatever. Yeah. But no, Gay is a great historian, and I've been following her for years, and it's like a must read on Sundays to get Gay's column. 150 years, and they also showed in the evening the movie our hour, which is Shadow of a Doubt.
Yeah, and that's the one you've been talking about all these years.
See,
right?
You could have went down in the South, but you were stuck here. Well, it's cool because it really is like Santa Rosa 1942.
Yeah, they said in the '40s.
Yeah, and it's kind of an allegory about sleepy town, evil coming after you. It had a lot to do with Hitler and World War II, and the country is sitting, back on its butt and thinking everything was fine, where that threat was out there, threatening the whole world.
1943.
Yeah, 1943. Mm-hmm. And if you've not seen it before, you could go on YouTube and kind of look around and see sections of the movie. But it's a really cool movie. I mean, he's the Joseph Cotton, who is the villain in the movie, Uncle Charlie, and he comes to stay with his sister and his namesake, which is his niece, and it gets really weird from then on. But it's a lot of fun, and the great thing about it is that they show, and if you do any history on the movie itself, Shadow of a Doubt, you'll see they show Hitchcock downtown at the old square, which is now the new square, and he's directing traffic and wondering what he's going to shoot here. And it was a great story where he found the house that he wanted for Uncle Charlie's sister and husband. He said, great, I'll take it, leave it like it is. So the people felt really bad about it. When he came back up, they'd spent all this money fixing it up and painting it and everything because they wanted their house to look good. And he goes, no, I didn't want it to look. Oops. Hit my button. Yeah, oops, I hit my own button. I muted myself.
You didn't even know you could do that, huh?
Oh, I do not do now.
No, you do now. Yeah. When that little...
Some of the audience says, good, good, do it more often, will you, Kelly? Anyway, but the story is that they came. Hitchcock came back, and here's his house all fixed up. And he goes, no, it's supposed to look kind of lazy and kind of tired and, you know, this kind of thing. And so they had to take back all the work that they had done to the property and put it back to the original way he saw it when he first contracted to use it. But it was filled in the McDonald area. You know, there's great shots in the evening, which is like 9:30 at night. They show downtown, and it's covered with people. I mean, people everywhere. And there's a cop directing traffic, you know, and everything. It's really, really a great movie. So if you haven't seen it, I just encourage you. It's really a good movie, too. I mean, it's the scene at the end, okay, is really interesting. What I really like about it is that there's a scene where he's cornered. I think it must be somewhere back east. And he goes, I know what I'll do. I'll go to Santa Rosa. And next thing you know, here he is pulling up in the train, 1943 train, you know, steam and everything, kind of like that, and right into the old station downtown. And there's nothing, I mean, it's just exactly what you see it as like it is today. But they pan out, and there's no freeway. And there's this beautiful shot, you know, of Santa Rosa, what it looked like in 1943, before they put that incredibly ugly piece of crap freeway, okay, where it is today. All right, in the... But it's a beautiful shot. Yes, I know. Thank you, Joe. That's my editorial only. No, nobody likes that freeway the way it is. Come on. It's ridiculous. Who wants that freeway right in the middle of town? Anyway, so I digress. So check it out. Shadow of a Doubt. Happy. So do we ever give our telephone numbers to call in? 636-1350. 636-1350. If anybody wants to dare tell me how to pronounce Siskiwich Wimaniota Annual. Or whatever it is, 150-year anniversary. So we had this is the time of the year where Joe and I always discuss football because this is the college season. And we had a couple of wipeouts that are just unbelievable. So would you like to tell our
wrapped
audience?
There was a tie for the biggest wipeout yesterday.
Two of them,
77-0, Miami over Savannah State, and Texas Tech over Lamar. And what really adds
over
to
Lamar.
Lamar, yes, that powerful, well, wherever it's
yes,
from.
That powerhouse of the guy that went in there.
And you know, you can when you have a box score, you can highlight Division One.
Right.
Those two schools aren't highlighted, so they must not. But Miami scored four touchdowns in the fourth quarter to get to their 77. They outgained Savannah State 494-78.
Oh, my gosh.
Not good.
See, how do those kids come back the next week and play? How do you go back to the campus and walk around?
I think that's a little bit called child abuse.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Game.
Yes.
Texas Tech outgained Lamar 683-182.
I hope, and we shouldn't be laughing about it.
I hope the administration of Lamar and Savannah State enjoys that money they get for going to the game.
That's usually a sacrificial.
Gives it back to the football program and the kids
because that's what it's all about.
That isn't even nice.
Yeah, I mean, those teams search out these teams they can destroy, and they're paid very well to do it. I mean, it's part of the whole college
ball. The players aren't.
No, not the players. Yeah. No, the schools. But the schools know what they're getting themselves into. But it's almost like they should have counseling on the campus next week. Like, we'll have people here to talk to you about the loss, 77-0.
I'm sorry we did that to you.
Let's take the whole week off next week and let the kids get back to reality. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll take a break and come back more at the Real Estate Hour. I've got
and
sales.
You're going to talk real estate then.
Sometime today, yes. Yeah, well, we're talking real estate. You know, you talk about the place you live that's talking real estate. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and talk about August sales. They've kind of settled in right now so we can get an idea where we're at as far as that is concerned. And it's kind of like, you know, the way the whole year's kind of been. It's just a big, really nothing exciting, all that kind of good stuff. So we'll take a break. If you can tell us how to pronounce the 150, look, we got to look it up. Go to Webster or whatever.
I am. I'm sitting
and
right here.
We're
going to
see if we can. We'll see if we can pronounce it. But if you know how to say it,
spell it now.
Yeah, if you know how to say it, 636-1350, and we will be forever thankful. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Local political analyst Pete Fabiano.
That was one of the big concerns that people had. That was changing the character of the town and orienting it more toward tourists.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Okay, we're back. We are back, and we know how to pronounce it. So, Joe, hit it.
Sesquicentennial.
Ah, okay, do it again.
Sesquicentennial.
Okay, sesquicentennial. That's not too bad, right? Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
Oh, it's a difference. It's a difference. Do it again.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. Centennial part's pretty easy. I'm just going to go with one.
So this educational moment has been brought to you by Sesquicentennial. Do it again. Do it again.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. That's right. Not too hard. It's sesqu. It's almost like Sasquatch. Yeah. Sesqua.
It's an adjective.
Well, that's good to hear that. Okay, it also is 150 years, so now you know how to say it one more time for the audience.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. There you go. So somebody's going to call and tell us why I pronounce it. That'll be funny. Anyway, yeah. So happy 150 years to Santa Rosa. And it's come a long way, baby. Because I've been here now. Gosh, let's see. I moved up here in 1956 as a little kid in Guerneville. And I moved into Santa Rosa, I think, when I was like 20 or something like that. So been around here for quite a while in the lovely town. We will go into Memory City and all that kind of stuff. We'll get back to real estate. So open house today. Come by and see me. I got a heck of a deal for you. You know, I was running square foot costs for the four quadrants of Santa Rosa, which is, if you don't realize it, we do have the four quadrants were based on the compass settings, northwest, southwest, northeast, southeast, and the north south axis is Highway 101. And then if you go west, it's Highway 12. If you go right, if you go east, it's basically College Avenue going up to 4th Street and then going up, you know, Highway 12 that way. So that's the northeast and the southeast area. And it was really interesting that I have this property, 2929 West Creek Lane, over off of Pear Blossom, which is off of Stony Point in the southwest area. And, you know, the house, where I'm going to be there today 1 to 4, so you can come by and tell me how to pronounce sesquicentennial. And if you do, I'll give you a cookie. But the But the house is 2,193 square feet, two stories, four bedrooms, and three baths. So it's got a lot of square footage, a lot of things going on for it. If you're, you know, obviously need bedrooms, there's also a bedroom downstairs, which is really great for a lot of folks who maybe have an elder living with them or an obnoxious teenager you wish to, you know, ban to the downstairs area and that kind of stuff. But so it's got a bedroom down below and, you know, big vaulted ceilings, but it comes in at the price. Now, we're listed for $589.5, that's $269 a square foot. It is so substantially less than most of all the closed sales per square footages, which are all in the 400s in those four segments. It's just a screaming deal. So, you know, I need you to come out and see me. Come out and take a look at this house. Come out and buy this house, okay? We want you to do $589.5, 2,193 square feet. It's at the end. It's on the corner lot, and right across the street there's a whole field which is pretty much all open space. They can't do anything with it because of certain species that are there, this kind of thing. And it's the corner lot lends itself to a big garden area. They fenced off a great portion of the yard, you know, which so they have a patio. It's my cousin's house, Kimberly and her partner Roberta, and they have the two biggest green thumbs in the world. I mean, this thing places like over. We had to cut it back because of tomato plants and all that stuff. So they must be awash in tomato plants probably within the next month. But beautiful patio in the back. They've done a fabulous job cleaning it up. And, you know, it has custom countertops that were poured for them of concrete, gleaming hardwood floors. Just a beautiful house. It kind of looks like a prairie style. If you know anything about architecture, it's got that look to it where it's got that big front porch. Just a very substantial looking home. You know, they got a couple of white rocking chairs. I'll be there to myself today sitting on the front porch. When you come up, I'll go, "Howdy." You can't get in until you tell me how to pronounce Siska. Do it again.
Sesquicentennial.
Do it again.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. Okay, there we go. Sesquicentennial. So, I'll probably forget how to say it when you come up. I'll say, "That's fine. Come on in." But that's a secret password.
Close enough.
Yeah, secret password to get in today is, what is the, how do you pronounce the 150th anniversary?
Just say 150th anniversary.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
Bingo. Sesquicentennial. Okay, cool. So come on and see me today. I'll be there 2929 West Creek Lane. You go Stony Point, make a right on Pear Blossom. Just follow my open house signs. I'll have them out there on Stony Point. And just look for Mike Kelly and Keller Williams, and I'll be out there today 1 to 4 o'clock. Come by and check this property out. Like I said, it's $269 a square foot, which is, you know, darn heck of a deal. It's a lot of square footage. That's the thing about the West Side, is that you get these great deals on square footage, you know, because they basically paid less for the lot when they built these things, so they were able to put more square footage on them versus the Northeast and the Southeast area, which, you know, all you got to do is look at what the prices they're getting for homes in Montgomery Village. You go, "Holy Toledo." And then you look at what you can get on the West Side, and you get more square footage. All right. So come out and see me today. Once again, 2929 West Creek Lane. I will be out there from 1 to 4 o'clock, 2,193 square feet. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, four bedrooms and three baths. Okay, so great property. Come out and see me. Other properties, you know, I just put one in the escrow, and I keep to always tell, you know, new agents, I say, don't be afraid to write an offer. You know, and they go, "What do you mean, don't be afraid?" I said, well, you know, a lot of agents get hung up on price. They think, well, gosh, this property is probably worth what the agent listed it for. No. You know, there are plenty of examples out there of properties that are just lingering on the market. And I've got about three or four of those examples. But one was that little property I had on Blackstone Court. And I'm not going to go into the details on the sale, because we obviously have not closed escrow. We just got into escrow. But I just wanted to just remind you that, you know, it was a young couple who bought this property. They needed help with closing costs. My sellers were willing to do that. So this is what we tell you. Don't be afraid to ask for these kind of things. If you're an FHA or VA buyer, boy, now is the time when you should be really, you know, saying, you know, we need to go out there and reassert ourselves. Maybe you got tired during the summertime and you were getting beat up on prices and all this kind of stuff. And you said, the heck with this home buying process. Now you need to get back into the market because the market has shifted. And it's going to probably continue to shift. I'm not seeing anything in the way of sales that are going to be dramatic. So we will probably have for this year a year once again where we did not have any sales exceeding 500 units. Now, there's nothing magical about 500 units. To me, it's more the vitality of the marketplace versus a number that, oh, geez, we didn't get to 500, therefore Armageddon. It's not that way at all. It just shows you that usually when you get over 500 sales two or three times during the year, you've got a pretty viable marketplace, which has some good vitality. So right now, I'm looking at no sales over 500. Definitely something's going on. We can see it in the number of sales. We can see it in the medium home price, you know, not going crazy as it was before. Thank gosh for that. Because the last thing we don't need is less affordability. We need more affordability. Excuse me. I was not coughing at that. Dab at my little runny nose here. Anyway, so we're not seeing that 500 sale item or unit. So that kind of bugs me, but the market shifted. So you're a VA, FHA buyer. Maybe you don't have that much in closing costs. You need closing cost help. This is the time to make that deal. Now be careful, okay, of the houses that you go after, like the house I have on Grace Drive, 2417 Grace Drive. We just reduced that down to $599, and that doesn't have a kitchen. So you're not going to be able to get a kitchen, folks, okay? If you if you're an FHA VA buyer, that house is not going to go FHA or VA, okay? There are certain houses that are just not going to go. So when you do look for a property, try to find something that's cleaned. If they have an existing pest report on file, which most agents do, then you can kind of see if it will fit that need. It could be maybe there's $5,000 worth of work. Well, now it could be that the house has been sitting on the market for maybe 2 or 3 months, and you come along and say, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here's a VA deal. Take that, you know, clear off that pest report, $5,000 worth of work, and we got a deal. And then, you know, go forward. So don't overlook, you know, those scenarios because they're out there in this kind of a marketplace. It's a little soft right now, guys. So and the inventory has creeped up. And the reason inventory is creeping up because sales are so anemic that our sales are just not there. So what I'd like you to do is that if you've been in the fray before and you were getting beat out, multiple offers, and you're getting discouraged, you're going, oh, I can't buy a house, I want to buy a house, you know, get out there and look at it again. You know, call your realtor who is probably, you know, on the phone to you anyway, telling you, hey, guys, now's a great time to go ahead and take another shot at buying, because you will get a seller who says, yeah, I'll do that. Right, I've got that property at 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M Drive. Huge house, 2335 square feet, you know, listed now for $699. One of those northeast areas just over the hill from Hidden Valley, which is, you know, terrific. So we'll talk about that and some more stuff. We're going to talk about sales for the month of August and some other issues when we return. Give us a call if you want, 636-1350.
636-1350. Sesquicentennial.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
Florence is now a hurricane, expected to hit the U.S. East Coast Thursday, says ABC News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
If it makes landfall on the South Carolina and North Carolina border as a Category 3 or 4, be the strongest storm there since Hazel in 1954.
In the past hour, word that six more women accused CBS chief Les Moonves of sexual misconduct or assault. That from the New Yorker magazine, which says sources tell it that the CBS board of directors is negotiating with Moonves on his exit.
He's denied anything non-consensual. We're also just learning that lawyers for Summer Zervos, former contestant on The Apprentice, alleging sexual misconduct, suing President Trump for defamation, agree that President Trump will answer written questions by the end of the month. They would be considered under oath. Associated Press now reporting that Serena Williams, for her penalties at the U.S. Open final yesterday, is being fined $17,000 from her $1.85 million payout as the runner-up. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures to start off the week. Today, topping out at 83, 69 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 49, 51 on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 87, 73 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, sunny at 82, 69 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. I just want to remind you that there's going to be a special event September 30th. And, Joe, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I can do that.
You turn your microphone on.
Turn the mic on. I should know that by now, huh? Heroes of October, you've heard it advertised quite a bit here on KSRO. Sunday, September 30th from noon to 5 p.m. Celebration of heroes. There's music, food, recognition, and community of Santa Rosa at Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square. That's noon to 5 the 30th, which means it's 3 weeks from today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Today's the 9th.
Yeah.
And then there's also a shotgun fundraising golf scramble on October 1st at 1 p.m. at Oakmont Golf Club.
Uh-huh.
So, doubleheader.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Cool. Okay. So that'll give you time to come down there on Sunday. We'll chat about it here on the air. Maybe we'll get some guests for that particular Sunday. Maybe we can get Pat to call in and tell us what's going on. She'll probably be down there, I imagine. And Pat Kerrigan, who did a huge job during the fire. I think she was down here. Well, it started on my show because Sunday was the, I think that's when the fire was going on. No,
it happened Sunday night.
Sunday night, that's
yeah,
right.
It was
yeah,
after, yeah. Well, no, late that, Sunday night, very early Monday morning.
Yeah, yeah, that was the year before we had the other one, when Melanie was on the air. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
and that, yeah, that was the one in
up in Cobb. Not Calistoga,
but Lake Middletown.
Yeah, Middletown, yeah. So anyway, yeah, that was kind of interesting because I remember getting up in the middle of the night on Sunday, well, Monday morning, late, you know, it's like the dog goes and I go at the same time, you know, so we go, come on, Jake. So we open the door and he runs outside and you know, so, but I didn't smell any smoke at all at that time, which was really kind of unusual. It was like about 3 a.m. And then next thing I got up Monday and there was all these texts I had saying, are you okay? Are you okay? With all my cousins and all over California.
That was yesterday's birthday party was the 11-month anniversary. It's hard to believe it's already been that long.
I know. It's going to be a year here in October. And, there's going to be a lot of things going on for, I imagine, that whole month regarding the fire. So, but this event will be September 30th at the Square from noon to 5. So you'll hear more about it here on the air. Okay, so getting back to, is this the best time to buy real estate? You know, yes. Because why? Because I think sellers are more open. If your house is on the market now, I think most sellers are willing to make a deal. So you just need to tell your agent, let's get out there and write something. And I'm not saying, go in, $300,000 under the asking price. What I'm saying, if you are in need of certain closing costs and you need things to maybe make your deal work, maybe you can't afford a certain price, but if you make an offer, you might get it. There's some good deals out there that are on the marketplace right now. I mean, like I said, a lot of folks, if you're on the market now and the inventory has increased, then you'll be able to hopefully take advantage. The property I was telling you about up on Hexham, 1120 Hexham, H-E-X-E-M, which is over off of you can get to it by going Hidden Valley to Northwood and then follow Hexham down to the property. You know, it's a huge lot. The house is, 2,335 square feet, kind of a mid-century. But, gosh, it has so much potential. And we reduced the price down to $699. So when you look at the square foot cost, it's a heck of a deal. You can't find anything in that price point in the entire Northeast area. So it's vacant. You can just go direct. If you have an agent, say, hey, show me this house that Mike told me about. I think the sellers are willing to look at any reasonable offer at this time. 322-8503 if you want to get a hold of me to perhaps look at that property. 322-8503. So let's take a look at the numbers. So the numbers for the month of August, as he puts his glasses on so he can see. You have all these things I got to do. You know, I got to put the glasses on. I got to do this, da da ba da ba da ba da ba. Anyway, so the median home price, $670,000, which is up about 8% over last year. Last month it really dropped, and it was up just a meager small amount. Well, now we're in single digits when it comes to the median home price. And you got to realize, guys, that the median home price will probably still move up because of the sales, or so we have such small sales. And when you have the sales we do each month, then you're going to have, all it takes is a few other, high price properties to really pull up that medium home price. So the medium home price nowadays, you're going to see it fluctuating back and forth. It's going to be moving around. It all depends on how many sales we had. And last year in August, we had our last 500 sale month. We had 521 sales in August of 17 versus 469 for this August, which is a drop of 10%. Why is that? Why are we seeing that? It could be a whole bunch of stuff. It could be price fatigue, where people are saying, you know what? I'm not paying these prices. I just don't think they're going to be here. It could be also people are thinking, gosh, you've had such an incredible long run as far as, the price of real estate that I don't want to buy at the top of the market. So maybe they're pulling back from that. And they're not in, getting involved in the marketplace as a buyer because they're just worried about they may be buying at the height of the market. All right, there's other things. Interest rates, even though they've tweaked a little bit, there were a lot of people who were like, I spoke with a good friend of mine who's a major lender here in town, and he was saying it's amazing how many people they have qualified that if the rates go up like quarter, half a point, boom, they're gone. They can't afford it. So that's why in this marketplace, when I keep, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but see, now I'm going to have somebody call me who's an equestrian and saying, what do you say to beat a dead horse, Anyway, so ignore that. So Joe's waiting for the call. There you go. But the All I have is the Godfather theme in my head right now. Anyway, getting back to the, it's the chance to get out and perhaps, you know, get your offer accepted, whereas before you couldn't because of, number one, costs for closing costs, this type of thing, price and this kind of thing. You may be only qualified for a certain amount, and you're figuring, well, the market's left me all the homes I want to see are priced at $580, but I can only afford $565. Write an offer, guys. Write an offer, okay? So that's what you got to keep in mind. So sales are down, you know, 10%. They've been kind of down all year long. It started back in May. You can see it coming. It's been just mediocre, you know, for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. This summer has not been, obviously, the buying season we had hoped. You know, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, the fire. You know, with the rebuilding process, you know, a lot of people who lost their homes, a lot of people are rebuilding. But then again, a lot of people have already bought. So, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out, okay, of those people who lost their homes, we can kind of gauge at how many lots are for sale, how many lots sold. So we anticipate those people did something else. They could have taken their money and moved out of the area. We don't really have an analysis of the sales. It would have been really interesting if the city at the time would have stepped up and said, okay, let's start monitoring these sales to see where the people are going. Did they leave the area? Did they take their money and run? Did they find, you know, a lot of people in the, like we talked about previously, in the Northeast area, were there simply because, you know, they were going to be moving down eventually anyway. Well, the fire kind of made that decision for them. So a lot of them said, no, okay, we're not going to rebuild. Let's just go ahead and either move down, stay in Santa Rosa, buy something smaller, or make the big move out of state. I mean, the way a lot of investor clients I had who lost their investment properties are not going to be rebuilding. They're going to take their money, and because they're extremely worried about rent control, which brings us to Proposition 10, which is Costa Hawkins. They're worried about if that passes, then the next time the city here decides to do rent control, it could have a horrible ripple effect throughout the investment community. So a lot of these people are seeing the handwriting on the wall, thinking we make it rent control, and they're moving out. So unfortunately, when you have that, guys, you take rental stock out of the marketplace. And people don't realize that. That's, people think rent control, well, that'll stabilize rents. Well, it also, a lot of landlords will say, you know that? I'm out of here. I'm selling this property. All right. And, you know, let somebody else fool around with rent control. But they may sell that property, you know, to an owner-occupy, so it takes that tenant, you know, out of the picture as far as where they were living, and puts them out into, you know, into having to find another property. I know a lot of realtors who are doing that. So just a heads up with that. Under contract properties. So we usually look for medium solds under contracts. And then we look for the amount of properties that are on the market. Under contract simply means that those are properties that are in escrow, as we have it now, and that's up about 2%. So it used to be a bellwether for future sales, that if it was up, it was good. It's not up that significantly to make that big of a difference for September. New properties, okay, they're up about 6%. For sale properties, the properties that we're seeing on the inventory, you know, day in and day out, that's up 14%. Which is kind of cool, and that is because the sales are not there, all right, to basically, you know, absorb, you know, the inventory that's coming on. So when you have, you know, less sales, you're not going to be able to absorb that inventory that's coming onto the market. Right now there are 1,106 active showable listings where you can actually go out and knock on somebody's door and say, I want to come see your house. So there's only 1,106 of those for a county with a population of 500,000. So, you know, it's kind of skinny. out there. And when you start going through the areas and you start to say, Mike, I want Windsor, I want this portion of area of Windsor, and I want it to be this price, then you really start narrowing down the inventory and you maybe look at it two or three properties. So, you know, it's there's just not much out there. But, you know, what you want to do is make sure that if you're in an area where these homes have been lingering on the market, and we're going to take a break and come back, and I'll tell you why that's a good deal. You can maybe even get, you know, a good price in good terms, okay? So let's take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. The call number is 636-1350, 636-1350, Susquehennial, right?
Susquehennial.
There we go. I'll never remember that. Susquehennial. Walk out of here, it'll be gone. Susquehennial. We'll be right back.
Susquehennial.
Thank you. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Congressman Jared Huffman.
If the House has changed hands and Democrats have the power of subpoenas and the power to hold people in contempt of Congress, getting rid of Sessions isn't going to do much.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Hey, Sonoma County sports fans, if you want to scoop on the Oakland Raiders, San Francisco 49ers, and local high school football, tune in to Overtime with Nick Mattis and Bob Seymour with special guest, Sonoma County's greatest athlete, 13-year NFL veteran and a Cardinal Newman graduate, Jerry Robinson, Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on KSRO. Don't miss it.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and KSRO.com. Come out and see me today. I will be at one of the best deals in town. And it's a property at 2929 West Creek Lane. That is off of Pear Blossom over off of Stony Point. I'll be there between 1 and 4, 2,190 square feet. You know, and it's just a heck of a deal. That's about $269 a square foot. When you look at the average sales for the month of August, okay, of all the four quadrants of Santa Rosa, the actual Southwest was actually the most, believe it or not, the most expensive square foot costs at $446 a square foot. So this is substantially below the average square foot for most of the areas. Interesting enough, the best price per square foot was the Northeast area. Of course, they had 61 sales. So obviously, the higher the sales, the more diluted your per square foot cost will be, but that's still a heck of a deal. So, you know, $269 a square foot. Come out and see me today. I'll be there, 2929 West Creek Lane, two-story home, four bedrooms, three baths with a bedroom on the ground floor, big corner lot across some open space, just in, it's got that big front porch where you can sit there in your rocking chair, Joe, and go, "Hi to neighbor, how are you? Come on over for some libation or something like that." Why is it I fall into a southern accent when I talk? Who knows? Anyway, so.
I know you weren't born there.
I was born out in Guerneville. I think Guerneville, they say y'all a lot. Or whatever. Just don't call me late for dinner. That's what I always say. Anyway, so we're talking about the sales for the month of August. And like I said, there's only 1,106 active showable listings out there right now. Condo-wise, there's only 97 condos. So not very much out there. The average days on the market has dropped, still dropping, you know, 22% down to 48 days on the market. But the month supply of inventory is creeping up because basically the inventory, you know, is just not keeping up with the sales. So, but that's only at 2.5 months for inventory. Now, the interesting thing about that is that they say a normal market is between 4 and 6 months. So you can see we're still far from a normal market. This is still pretty much a seller's market. It's just that now that your buyers are out there, you can look at some of these statistics and start negotiating a little better because people, the inventory is starting to creep up. Like I said, the first thing I would probably do is, if I were looking at property, is I would be looking at properties 30-plus days, 60-plus days, 90-plus days in the market, and going to those properties and making offers that I feel, you know, your agent will advise you on how to do that, but that could get you into the property, maybe get you a good buy, too. So, you know, don't let the last, you know, during the summertime you were out there looking for property getting beat up and you decided to give up. Now's the time to get back in there, especially in the, as we get more and more, you know, into the fall, into the winter. You know, the fall is probably the last gasp at sales for the year. This is such a beautiful area in the fall, especially when the color changes for all the grapes and all that kind of good stuff. And there's a lot of things going on in the area. So, you know, but get out there and look. If you were like turned off during the summertime because you're getting beat out, now's the time you may want to get back out there and look. So the $1 million report, you know, the $1 million market's cooled off pretty dramatically also. There are some anomalies. Okay, the median price was just down 1%, so it's hovering right around $1,332,000. The solds were down about 3%, but nothing to really get excited about. 87 last year, 84 this year, so it's almost kind of flat. The under contracts is up a bit, you know, maybe about 12 or 13 properties. Nothing really to get excited about. You know, the new properties are, you know, starting to go down. The new properties per month is down about 18%. The for sale properties are down about 11%. So that market price point, you know, people are just not, you know, moving about all that much this time of the year. So that's down about, right now, the active showable listings over $1 million is about 326 for the entire county. Then days on the market still continues to drop. 69 days in the market for the $1 million plus properties, which is down 28%. So pretty dramatic. And then the must-buy of inventory is shrinking also, which is exactly opposite of the overall market. But there's still, you know, the 4 month supply of inventory is getting very close to a normal marketplace. But it was 5.5 months last year at this time. So, you know, even though it's come down, it's still, you know, hovering around 4 months in supply of inventory. And who knows what it'll be like come next year, all these homes that are being built. You know, we shall see if they, you know, people are speccing these properties. You know, a lot of these people that had their houses redone, you know, they're putting them on the market. It'll be really interesting to see how Coffee Park and the northeast area of Santa Rosa will shake out once those homes are done and once they start putting them on the market, and to see how fast they'll be purchased. I think the whole northeast area is going to be a long-term build. There's just you know, so many different things there to consider. The topography is number one. The foundation work that has to be taken care of. These are not easy, flat properties like Coffey Park, where, you know, you can pretty much get in there and the contractor is safe to say that, okay, here's my square footage cost, here's my prices, take your choice. Because they know they're not going to run into any surprises when it comes to foundations, the lots are flat over there. But boy, you get up in the Fountain Grove and you get some of those lots, and, it's going to be pretty interesting to see how that all shakes out. So they had a release about the water issues up there. It was, you know, I think it was just like a perfect storm. They talked about there were two tanks that were totally offline when that fire hit. And, it had to do with they were, I think, seismically retrofitting those two big tanks up there. You know, and you could maybe argue that, well, that was a heck of a time to, you know, the peak of the fire season to be doing that. But then again, nobody anticipated the complete conflagration, which was that fire. There's not much you could do about that fire at that point. I mean, it was all they could do to get water, to the households. And the only thing they were, I think, slighted for is that they didn't have the mechanism where they could shut the water off. Even though then the houses were gone, they still had the water running, you know, full blast. So, but that, you know, they'll work that out. And so who knows, maybe the next, you know, fire 30 years from now, it may be different. The thing is that it was just, you know, out of control. And I think, you know, you see that because I don't see any major lawsuits against the city, major lawsuits against fire departments, all these kind of things saying, hey, you guys had to put these fires out, you had all the water, where's the water, you know? So they're more just going after PG&E, who has the deep pockets. But then we'll pay for that too, because they passed that bill that probably is going to, you know, we'll probably pick up the tab for the settlements they're going to do for all the people who lost their houses. So, it's just, you kind of wonder sometimes, right? But the water issue, I think, is they're going to work that out. I know the water issue up in the those, I think, 400 homes, they supposedly have that under control or taking care of that. So, all right, well, look, come out and see me today, and the magic word is...
Sesquicentennial.
Thank you, to get into my open house today. Just joking. You could, because you're not going to remember that. I'm not going to remember that. If you say Sasquatch, I'll let you in. I don't care. But 2929... West Creek Lane, come out and see me. I'll be there from 1 to 4. And if you can pronounce Seska's Wedding Ale.
You can't even do it.
Sesquicentennial. I would say I want to do like a...
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial. There we go. Sesquicentennial. Right. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, thankfully, only 1 minute left. So you will never hear this again. You probably will never hear this word ever again. But... anyway, so now you know how to say it. So we'll see you next Sunday. I'll be back with more of this bombastic review. We'll talk about Sonoma County real estate, but I'll be at Open House today with them 1 to 4. Come by and say, howdy, Mike. Sesquicentennial, or whatever you say.
Sesquicentennial.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we will see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour. Give me a call if you want to talk about real estate after the show. 322-8503. And don't call me up to say how do you pronounce that word. 322-8503 is my number to get a hold of me anytime about real estate. I'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour Sesquicentennial issue.
Sesquicentennial.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.